But I do want to get to this because, you know, the massive bribery scandals that was unveiled, what was it, about a week ago? I think it was a Friday. A lot of stuff, news drops on a Friday. And it involved this years-long bribery scheme. ComEd decided to cooperate with the feds and say that they were guilty of it. There were all kinds of things that were linking politicians to no-show jobs and no do-nothing contracts and all the kinds of corrupt stuff that we've seen in the state for so long. And even ComEd bills are being questioned now. Were they inflated as part of this cozy environment? A class action lawsuit was filed on that, so we'll hear more about that for sure. But the public official, it seemed like all the paths in this federal indictment led up to, or most of them, to public official A, who was later revealed to be House Speaker Mike Madigan. And he hasn't been charged with anything. He says he hasn't done anything wrong. And he won't step aside. But some lawmakers and some Democratic lawmakers are now saying, you know what? He should. He should step aside as Speaker. He should step aside as the head of the Illinois Democratic Party. And one of them is on the line with us here now, Representative Ann Stava Murray. She's in the.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Representative?
Hi, doing well.
And so you're kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say on an island here on this, but there aren't very many Democrats taking the position you are. I've heard the governor asked about it. I've heard so many Democratic leaders asked about this, and they say if the allegations, this is conditional thing, if the allegations are true, then he should step aside. But you're not saying that.
Yeah, I'm not. And in fact, I have been joined just recently, yesterday and today, by two more of my Democratic colleagues, which I'm very happy about, Representative Tara Costa Howard and Representative Stephanie Kifowit, have yesterday and today released statements very similar to my own, which is that whether or not he is guilty or innocent, and we obviously allow innocent until proven guilty in our country, whether or not he's innocent or guilty, it's clear with the evidence that's been presented through this case that there is a very reasonable reason why many people in Illinois would not trust their state government with him at the helm of it. And that allowing even this appearance, if it is an appearance, and I believe that it probably is just corruption, but even if it is just the appearance of corruption, that in itself is a problem, because we need to have our people be able to trust our state government and make sure that our bills aren't too high because someone's getting a kickback in some illegal scheme. So I think in order to, and we are looking at very major ethics reforms that are on the table. And so can we really trust this leader? Absolutely not. We cannot trust this leader to bring forth the ethics reforms we need. So I think it's incumbent upon him to realize this and do the right thing and step down. And not just from his role as the Speaker, but as the head of the Democratic Party of Illinois as well.
So you, so many questions to ask you. I just feel like,
sure.
There's a lot here. it's just, cause you haven't taken money from Mike Madigan. You famously won, flipped a seat that he wanted to control with $10,000 in the bank is the way I read it. Grand total of 30.
Grand total of 30 to my 300,000, so I was outspent 10 to 1.
Okay, but we know that typically Mike Madigan does help fund candidates who are likely, to be in line with the things he's in line with, and that's the way it has gone. And so in an election year, it's a tough thing to distance yourself from somebody who's got such a war chest and is generously giving that to the people who are on his team. Do you think, you just said two more people jumped on today, do you think there will be a growing chorus of people asking him to step aside, or do you think we'll just kind of, quietly go to the election and this will go away like so many other things?
I don't think this is going away. I think that we're going to continue to see more and more reps stand up, be courageous, do the right thing, and call for his immediate resignation, because I think that I know my colleagues and I know some of them who want to be able to do the right thing. And so I think that we'll continue to see this courage and this deliberate consideration about when the right moment to release is, and fine-tuning and crafting their messages and thinking about, okay, what is this? But I'm not hearing a lot of satisfaction with him at the moment. So I think that we are on a trajectory that I am hopeful that will build momentum here.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people, some people will say, you know, what is the real cost of corruption? So he handed out jobs and contracts, or who someone did, or someone cooperated with ComEd, or a structure of people did with legislature. And you know, I guess what would be your strong argument about why this kind of thing really does matter, and why it sounds like you want this kind of thing to put a stop to it?
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it stops us from being able to help people in the state, because when your interest is your self-interest in money instead of doing this for the people, then our government isn't functioning the way that it should be. And when we're looking at, I mean, it could mean higher utility bills. It could mean reforms that are very necessary, not moving forward. So one of the issues that's a hot topic this year is policing reform. And Speaker Madigan notoriously has a lot of police in his district. And he has successfully not put forth a whole lot of reform in his years and in his tenure as speaker. And so him being at the helm still with those conflicts of interest, and who knows what kind of deals he struck with BPD or whoever else, that if you can't trust someone to not be deal striking in a legal way, they can't be the leader. And it prevents us from becoming safer as a society as well.
You know, it's interesting. Mike Madigan was the subpoena, the story yesterday for him to appear before a grand jury, present documents related not only to the ComEd situation, AT&T, Rush, Walgreens, big corporations mm-hmm. like that. So that's going on, and it seems sort of the pressure is mounting there. And I just wonder, and I hope you'll keep us posted on what happens with other folks in the legislature.
Absolutely.
But I can be fine.
Can I add one more thing there?
Go ahead.
Okay, so another big thing is I was just reviewing legislation yesterday for doing a better job at curbing price gouging by pharmaceutical companies. And the way that the bill approached it was to have a board that would oversee pricing. Now, how this board was appointed was that it was appointed through the Speaker of the House, and the Senate President got to choose the chair, and the Speaker of the House got to choose a certain number, and the Senate President got a certain number, and the governor, and maybe the Attorney General. But this was a bill that, because of how corrupt our system is currently, I couldn't sign on to, even though I desperately want to do everything I can to curb prescription drug prices from the ballooning that they've had.
Yeah.
So that's the cost of corruption.
Right. That's another great example. And I appreciate that. We only have a few seconds here, but I know you've been very mm-hmm. outspoken about unemployment. I saw you speaking out about it recently. One of the things I've heard is the people who have gotten in this queue because they couldn't get a human, and you get a call back, that they're now getting a human who cannot answer the question that they had in the first place. So it isn't exactly resolved or solved. And every time we bring this up, there mm-hmm. are a lot of people talking to us. I'm sure they're talking to you too.
Yeah. They are. They call our office, and we do everything we can to try and get them connected to someone that can help them. And we have been seeing some success. So if people aren't having success with the initial call line, please do call your state rep's office, because we're here to help.
All right. Thank you, Ann. You know, there's a lot of help needed, so
yes,
good luck with it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking that on as a cause, too, because a lot of folks are looking around
Definitely.
Saying, who can help us? So thank you, Ann. Thanks a lot.
Yes, absolutely. Have a great afternoon.